everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And coming up on this week's show, well, later we're going to be having a big fixture preview with Mark Carruthers, football writer from the northeast of England. And we're going to be hearing from some managers as well, as we'll be joined by the managers at Whitby Town, Geisler, and we'll be hearing from the brand new manager at Warrington Rylands, Mr. Michael Clegg. But before that, let's welcome back a dear old friend of the show. It's a welcome back to Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all good. So we're back this week with our weekly show. Hope you enjoyed our little monthly review show last week. Just a reminder, there is a Step 4 show out as well, as the East, West and Midlands divisions all start to take shape as we head towards the running. But also taking shape is the Premier Division. And there's some big results this past week, which we're going to go through right about now. James, big weekend just gone in the league. South Shields picking up a very impressive victory at Warrington Rylands on Saturday. A 1-0 win for them there. And also picking up a draw away from home against a tricky side in Gainsborough Trinity. We'll cover off Gainsborough's form in a second or two. But for South Shields, 4 points from a possible six. Just keeping things ticking over.
Yeah, I mean, South Shields, it's the way where they've been dropping the points the majority of the time. They've only lost one home game, and that's the second place Hyde United at this moment. But 9 points clear at the top and still two games in hand.
Well, that game on Tuesday night was one of those games in hand. And a point, Hyde United on Saturday with a 2-0 win at Mask United. And a very good result, that one, for Hyde. Just keeps themselves ahead of Warrington Town, James, who drew 0-0 at Matlock Town. So Hyde have got a bit of a buffer now between second and third.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a buffer because games in hand for the teams below at the moment, obviously going for the title, they want to chase South Shields down. They've got to go for it and keep going.
Yeah, so 3 points for Hyde United on Saturday. As I mentioned, a point for Warrington Town. Not a bad result, in all fairness. I mean, Matlock have been in good form recently. A 0-0 draw at Causeway Lane sees Matlock Town 4 points from the playoff positions. Bamber Bridge, incidentally, have dropped down to fifth place. Bamber Bridge with a 1-1 draw against Gainsborough Trinity. Two draws for Gainsborough Trinity this past weekend. I think Neil Bishop would have taken that at the start of the week because it's a point against Bamber Bridge. It's a point against South Shields. That's pretty good going, I'm going to suggest. And keeps Gainsborough within 2 points of Bamber Bridge as well, James.
Especially after the 6-2 result last week against Mask United. The main thing for them now is picking up the points against the sides around them in the table. They've still got a lot of fixtures left to play against the top sides.
Yeah, I tell you what though, Gainsborough have got the best goal difference out of a lot of those teams. But Bamber Bridge, they've dropped down to fifth. That's because Radcliffe, they picked up a very good 2-1 victory at Ashton United on Saturday. Luca Navarro there scoring two goals. Ashton United coming back into it with 10 minutes left. Luca Navarro scoring the winner with about 7 minutes to go of normal time. So that was a good weekend for Radcliffe just gone, James. Sees Radcliffe well and truly in the playoffs now.
Yeah, it also builds up to a massive match between Radcliffe and Bamber Bridge this Saturday. Obviously, winners of that are going to start putting pressure on the top three at the moment too.
But Radcliffe in fourth spot, 2 points inside the playoffs. 3 points ahead of Marine, who are in seventh. Marine with a very good win at the weekend, beating Belper Town in Derbyshire by 2-1. However, Marine left it late, very late indeed, to score that winner there. Lewis Earle scoring the winner. Belper Town unlucky there not to pick up another point. But Marine, the steadying the ship continues, if I can use that analogy, for a team called Marine.
Yeah, Marine, again, one of them teams coming back into form at the right time. 5 unbeaten, and next week they've got a big game with Everton in their County Cup to try and keep that going there. So obviously, if they beat Everton in that competition, not only are the fans going to be flocking in, how much of a boost is that going to be going into a playoff run?
Also, picking up 3 points on Saturday were Geisler, a mammoth victory for them against Stafford Rangers. 4-0. And the victories kept on coming as well for the West Yorkshire side. On Tuesday night, they beat Matlock Town by 1-0. So Geisler, 3 points from the playoffs now after that defeat against FC United. They've not looked back. Two great results there this past week for Geisler. And let's hear from the manager at Nevermore now, and it's a welcome back to the show to Paul Phillips. Well, Paul, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations on a brilliant week at Guiseley. You know, a 4-0 win over Stafford on Saturday, a 1-0 win at Matlock on Tuesday, now within 3 points of the playoffs. It's been a good week.
Yeah, it was. It's been a good week. We aimed for 6 points at the start of it. All performances were a bit different. Circumstances are a little bit different, but we're finding ways to win now. So that's it's a good trait to always have. But for me, it's more about the points and making sure we make our way up the league at this moment in time.
That's the key, isn't it? And obviously there was a defeat against FC United, but talking about, you know, effort after effort and that kind of thing, and a defeat against Hyde United, but it's about just getting the wins when you can and keeping more greens than reds in the form guide. And that's what guys has been doing pretty well with since you came in.
Yeah. I was disappointed at FC, obviously, that the manner of the defeat. I think we should have been out of sight before they'd really had a chance. For me, we played really well, but we have to put that to bed and respond to it. And fair play to the lads, the squad. They've responded to that. I thought Saturday we started off a bit sluggishly. But second half, then we blew Stafford away in a space of 30 minutes. Tuesday at Matlock was a dire game, to say the least. But again, as I reiterate, it's about points and taking points. It's always a good game when you get 3 points at the end of it. So that's where we're aiming for. Myself and the staff that come in with me was 18th and not winning 5 games when we first come in. I think everyone would have laughed at us if they said we'd try and get in the playoffs, and we're going in the right direction. There's still a lot of work to be done. No one's going to get carried away, but for me, we've got people in place now to hopefully push us on into there. And I say there's a lot of good teams in and around it, and there's a lot of teams on a lot of points and who are pushing the same way as us. But for me, we've got to keep doing our old job and see where it takes us.
I mean, we spoke not too long after you actually, I think it was quite long, actually, because of the winter break. But game-wise, it wasn't too far into your tenure at Nevermore. And it's easier said than done, because I said, you know, and you said in the interview, you'd be preferring to look upwards rather than over your shoulder. But, you know, to go on this run you've been on and to get within 3 points of the playoffs, considering where you were at the back end of 2022... There's a lot of work gone into that, hasn't there, from not just yourself, but the players and everyone at the club. But we can't take it for granted. It's been a phenomenal achievement.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I really do. Like I say, the staff, players, James, the secretary, Russ, behind the scenes, recruitment, who's doing recruitment. Again, when they go into any club, as I did at Matlock, as I did at Buxton Ashton, wherever I went into, everyone's got to buy into the same. And for me, we're all pulling in the right direction. We all want the club to go in the right way. The lads have been superb. Obviously, at the stage of the season we came in, it was very hard to get good players in, but touch wood, the lads that we have got in have pushed it on to a different level. And long may that continue. We know that there's a lot of work still to be done, whether it's this year, next year. Hopefully, we can get things sorted for next year, myself and the club, and look forward to that, depending on what division we're in. Hopefully, it's the higher one. But again, I reiterate, it's all about hard work right across the board. It's not just my doing, my staff's and everyone else's. And hopefully that can continue, and hopefully the form can continue tomorrow going into the game tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll come to the Warriors match in a second. But I mean, I did ask you this in your previous interview, and obviously things have changed. What's your target now? Is it to get into the playoffs? That might seem like a really easy question for you, given where you are and, you know, there's not too long left of the season. So is that the target now at Guiseley?
That was always my target. As soon as I walked in, I said, I think even when I spoke to you at the early stages, I said there's more ability in that team than the ability that we had in the Matlock team that got me to the top of the table for 4 or 5 months last year, and unfortunately got beat in the playoffs. It was more of the steel side of it and the physical side of it. Listen, my team, I'm not going to hide behind it. My teams are always physical, they're always strong. We watch down the front foot, we're aggressive in what we do. And we needed to add a little bit of that. So for me, we added that little bit. The ability was there. Lewis Whittam, obviously, how well he's been doing, and the lad will go on for bigger and better things, hopefully with ourselves. But bringing the two Irish lads in and Courtney Mepping-Walters has really set the standards for us and sort of pushed them on and shown lads where we need to be fitness-wise and performance-wise. And I take me after them three lads. Courtney came in, he'd not really been enjoying his football, but he's been a revelation. He's been brilliant for us. He's got his hunger back for football. And same with the two Irish lads. And they've run through brick walls for us. And I think it's that sort of rubbed off on the other lads in the team and in the squad. And it shows exactly where our standards, myself, Cade, and the other people that instill them into where we need to be to sort of push on.
Yeah, and let's talk about the immediate then. And obviously, Warrington tomorrow at Cadsaver Park, a mammoth game. But they're all mammoth games, aren't they? I mean, Lancaster at home on Tuesday night. Then you've got these playoff chases, six-pointers against Radcliffe, Gainsborough, Marine, Warrington Rylands. Games there in quick succession against teams also chasing the playoffs. This is what it's about, though, isn't it? But it's also telling. Yeah, this is also telling, isn't it? This is whether you're going to crack it or not in the next month or so.
Yeah, and again, that's the games you want. You want to be going into the games that mean something, that you sort of... We've said to the lads, I think, looking at the table, it's probably going to be 3 from 6 of the chasing pack who get in there. I think Warrington, with the previous history and how they got into the playoffs, and the manager knowing what he does, be, he's a very good manager and they've got a good club there. I think they're already... will be in there. Obviously, they've been together a long time. But listen, Warrington, like I say, Warrington's a good club, well run. But we're going. Listen, we'll go there tomorrow. They watched us on Tuesday. Probably didn't learn much because it was a dire game. But they'll know that they'll be in for a tough test tomorrow. One that we'll try and get on the front foot. We'll try and win the game because we know we've got to play catch up for early on in the season. And it's a good test. It's a good test. And the good thing that we've got going for ourselves now, I think we've got Saturday, Tuesday, and then it settles down into Saturday. That's a great plus for us. Exactly. What we need just to get people back on the pitch. We've been missing our top scorer, Jake Cassidy, and one or two others have been nursing knocks. So it gives us a chance to regroup, get back on the training pitch, which you don't get much time when you've got two games a week, and sort of push on, get your game plans in place before you're playing these good teams and the teams that can cost you getting into the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll ask Christian Paul, 12 games left. Can you believe it? how much are you looking forward to it?
But yeah, honestly, I can't wait because at the start of the season, obviously, I started off with Matt Locke and then obviously I've ended up here. So I've had probably 2-3 months off. So it's what it's all about, what we get up for on a Saturday or get up for on a Tuesday. I'm really, really enjoying my time here. But again, I've never, as I said to someone else in the week, I've never come to the end of the season, had nothing to play for, either getting in the playoffs or aiming for the league. So all the lads are in the same mindset at the moment in time. We really want to achieve something and we'll give it our best shot. But yeah, we'll do our best going forward. And I say the support of the club and the spectators, who's been great, been massive in that running as well.
Well, Paul Phillips, manager of Geisler, a big, big thank you for taking the time out your Friday to join us on this week's show, and a big good luck in the coming matches.
Thank you very much.
Paul Phillips there, manager of Geisler, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Good week for Paul Phillips in Geisler, James.
Yeah, indeed. So I think this is only a second win they've picked up against a top eight side, the other one being South Shields, mind you. So great result there to turn it around. And again, they've got a good opportunity to just take points off them top six, top seven, if they can keep that form going, specifically against the likes of Warrington, Radcliffe and Gainsborough, who they've got coming up.
Well, Geisler, 3 points from the playoffs, and they have got a better goal difference than Bamber Bridge, incidentally. But Bamber Bridge, Radcliffe, they do have a game in hand. But Geisler have certainly put themselves in a very good position, that's for sure. They leapfrogged over Matlock Town this past week. They've also leapfrogged over FC United. FC were beaten at Lancaster City by 2-0. Heading into that game, I think Mark Fell didn't have that many defenders and Neil Reynolds didn't have that many forwards. And in the end, the forwards for Lancaster won.
2 great headers that won the game for Lancaster City there as well. What result there for Lancaster? Were a growing battle down the bottom end of the table.
But FC United, 6 points from the playoffs. They are a point ahead of Warrington Rylands, incidentally. We mentioned Warrington Rylands, a defeat for them on Saturday to South Shields. But big news from Warrington Rylands in the last couple of days or so, and that's they've made a decision with regards to the replacement for Jody Banham, who left the club a couple of weeks ago. Michael Clegg returns to Northern Premier League management, and I caught up with Michael to hear how he was settling in at his brand new club. Well, Michael, big thank you for joining us and welcome back. And first is first, big congratulations on your appointment at Rylands. I mean, how are you settling into your new role?
Yeah, great. It's been a really good week. Obviously, that'll have a be determined at 5 o'clock tomorrow with a win, a loss, or a draw, I'd imagine. But in terms of the transition this week, it's been pretty smooth. So yeah, it's been a good week. I looked down the squad list on the day before I kind of got the job, and you forget there's so many good players here because they've had injuries and what have you. So to get amongst the lads this week's been good, and they've looked really positive. And I've come to calm waters, really. Obviously, Dave put a good squad together, and then Jody had a real difficult doing a balancing act with a budget whilst maintaining results, and I think he did so well with that. And yeah, I've come into the calmer side of it, to be honest.
And with regards to, you know, why now kind of thing, I mean, it's been a few months since Ashton, but it's a level of the game you know very well, and the Warrington Rylands job is it's a big job nowadays in non-league football. So I suppose it was pretty obvious why you applied for it.
Yeah, I think people forget as well. My business is only like 15 minutes from the ground, so it's a lot closer for me. Like, my little boy plays football that way on a Saturday and stuff. So if I got back in, it would have been something that had to suit me. I think at kind of Ashton and Coles, it had been relentless for like 8 years. And then I just felt, coming off the back of COVID and then trying to play a certain way, and it kind of went a little bit downhill for us once we got the points deduction and that. We were flying up until that point, and we struggled to kind of to get anything back after that. We went on quite a bad run, and I felt that night when I had to break it to the lads, because I think that 3 points dropped us at the time about 4 places. So psychologically, it was a big blow.
And with that regard, obviously, you know, you refreshed and back into the role now of management at Warrington Rylands. You have been busy, we should say, with Altrincham in the meantime, so definitely keeping your hand in. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on the actual squad itself? You mentioned, you know, players coming back from injury and that kind of thing, but what's your assessment on what you've got there at Rylands?
Really good. Strength in depth all over the pitch, barring the number 9 position. Obviously, AJ Leach has been injured, but he's back next week. So we brought in Mo Torre today from Marine on loan to fill that gap, who's a very, very good player. So I'm happy with that. But other than that, the squad is pretty well set up to play a 3-5-2. Whether we play that or not, we don't know. So we're a bit heavy defensively. Could probably do with another attacker. But other than that, we didn't really want much change. I think the lads have got a fantastic opportunity to pay us back with some good performances, and that's what I said to the boys. You know, you're not having a bad year. You're mid-table in your first year in the NPL, but then when you drill down to it, that's the club. But then when you look into the player side, a lot of the lads could be doing better, and that's what I said, you know. But at the same time, some of them have been fantastic, and I think now's a good time for us to proper nail it down and go and get a few results.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of, geez, a terrible footballing cliche, which, you know, all the listeners and all the managers know that I don't like to do here on the show ordinarily. But it's kind of like a free hit this next couple of months, isn't it? You're only 7 points from the playoffs, and we've seen with this league, it could quickly turn around. So
it can, and like you say, it's things are on a knife edge, you know. Like, I was at the Everton Coles game the other night, and it were 0-0, and then before you know it, it slipped out of their hands. They've got beat 2-0, and that was a game that was just looked like it was heading for a draw. And you know, if you'd have picked something up that night, then you're only 4 points off, and that is how tight it is. But I think half of the reason I took the job was the board and the chairman. They were very much did no promotions, an absolute mountain to climb, and that's not necessarily a massive issue for them. They obviously want to stay up, and a few wins would secure that. And I think the kind of the message from them was they want the lads to connect with the committee, to connect with the volunteers, to connect with the fans and the town. And the next 11 games for us is about bringing it all together, trying to become a bit of a family, trying to become familiar with everyone, and being appreciative of our surroundings and what the club have done for us this year. And I'll be honest, I think I am the man for that. I have a lot of faults, but I think on my positives are I can kind of, you know, galvanise a club and get the feel-good factor, get the lads believing in themselves. And you know, there's been a couple of players who've been out of the team lately who've trained really well this week, and as an example of that, you know, it's proper give me food for thought going into tomorrow.
And how good is it, speaking about training, I mean, how good is it as well the fact that apart from Mask at the end of March, there's no midweek games to come, so that means you've got two training sessions a week now with the lads as well.
Two training sessions a week, and in that we've got a 10-day break in between Geisley and Mask. So listen, we can prepare well, we can keep lads fresh, we can make training intense. you know, if there's a time we have to cool off and give them a night off or whatever it may be, everything's in our control now. So that's a huge positive. And listen, like I said, it's been a tough year for the players. We're already having three managers. It's been a tough year for the managers who've come in. I think it's just been just a massive learning curve for the club. And I think what's come out of this is they know where they want to go and they know the identity they want to create. And they're happy to have me kind of pushing that forward. And I completely bought into that, what they want. And it shared a vision of mine as well. So listen, you can talk a good game all you want at football, but ultimately, if I go and lose my first three, four, five games, it probably won't look as rosy. But I think I'm pretty confident after seeing the squad that we can go and pick up some points between now and the end of the season and have a good time whilst doing that.
And with that regard, Whitby on Saturday, welcome back to a team bus. What a nice long journey there on a Saturday morning for you. I mean, what's your thoughts on this one? Because Whitby have hit a decent run at the moment, so this is going to be a tricky game.
Listen, Whitby has always been one of them places what's tough to go, and that won't change again Saturday. Nathan's a fantastic fella. Got a lot of time for him. He's someone I've got a really good relationship with, but I'll be looking to put one over on him Saturday. It's just a tough place to go. Like you said, they picked up a bit of form. We had someone at the game Tuesday, so well aware how they set up and how we think we can cope with that and obviously hurt them going the other way. But it's an away game in the NPL. It's going to be difficult, same as your own game next week against FC. It's just such a tough league. But I'm quietly confident with this group. There's some great leaders in there, some top characters, some top players. You look from back to front, you know, your Sam Edgertons, your Cookies, your Dylan Vasellos, your Dean Furmans. There's just some great names and some great players. So, I'm really looking forward to it.
Good stuff. Well, Michael Clegg, the brand new manager of Warrington Rylands, a big thank you for joining us this week and all the best in the coming matches.
Thank you very much.
The new manager of Warrington Rylands, Michael Clegg, there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Incidentally, Michael's previous club, Aston United, they drew 1-1 with Stafford Rangers on Tuesday. Wasn't much separating these two teams heading into that game on Tuesday night, and there wasn't much separating them at 10 o'clock on Tuesday night either. Still tied. Probably a good draw, actually, because one of the teams who've been involved in the relegation battle for a while now is Whitby Town. But Whitby Town this past week have had a very good couple of results, and it seemed Whitby Town moved to within a point of Aston United and Stafford Rangers, which I'm going to suggest Nathan Haslam would say is a lot more like it with regards to Whitby Town. A 1-0 win at Stalybridge Celtic on Saturday was followed up on Tuesday night with a mammoth 2-1 win against Mask United. Two big results there against two other teams threatened by the relegation battle. So let's hear more now from the Turnbull Ground following this big 6-point week for Whitby Town. And it's a welcome back to the manager at the Turnbull Ground. Here's Nathan Haslam. Well, Nathan, a big thank you for joining us and congratulations on a brilliant week. 6 points out of a possible six, Stalybridge and Mass United. The games, you picked up 3 points in both. How was your week just gone at Whitby?
Great week. Like you said, it doesn't get any better than getting 2 wins out of 2, back-to-back wins for us. It's only the second time we've done that this season. 2 very good performances, well-deserved wins. So yeah, it just bodes well for us moving forward.
And generally, I mean, the form's been okay recently. I mean, if we take the Morpeth result out of the equation and Geisler, you know, you picked up a draw away from home at FC United. You've beaten Gainsborough Trinity. So generally, I mean, the form's been pretty good, I'm going to suggest.
I'd agree with you. We've been inconsistent for quite a period. We win a game, we draw a game, we lose a game. But we've never lost back-to-back since the horrible night against Gainsborough many months ago when we lost 6-0. So we stopped the rot pretty quickly. The lads have always given me a reaction. We're now at a point now where we've added experience in Adam Gell, Joe Wheatley, Sean Tootin. And what that's done is it's been great for us in terms of game management and managing the game. So we're seeing a big difference in how we're going about our business all throughout games. I think, you know, we've seen the result of that over the last few games. Going back to the Gainsborough game, with 3 wins in 4, which is good for a team near the bottom of the league. It's the type of thing we need to be doing to get ourselves away from that relegation zone.
And that's the tricky thing, isn't it? Because obviously, you know, with that victory this past week, those two victories, you've got yourself away from Manchester United. You've leapfrogged over Stalybridge, but Stalybridge, they too had a decent run of form where they were getting themselves away from that line, but you know, they're back now down towards that line. It's tricky to get away from this line, isn't it? With how competitive all the teams are around that relegation line.
No, it is. And I've said it on previous interviews. It's a credit to every team that's down there because nobody's down and out. They're getting results, you know, albeit, you know, they're scrapping away, but you can't rest on your laurels. Like I say, people have said to me, it looks like you've clawed yourself away from it. I totally disagree because we could lose 2 on the bounce of the teams below us, only need to win a game and you're back amongst it again. So, you know, I said it a few weeks ago, it went all the way up to kind of Stafford and Ashton. It were probably 4 and 5 points in front of everybody else. And now, you know, we find ourselves only a point away from those two teams. So there's probably 11 teams, you know, probably looking over the shoulder, and we've got the 4 that's already in the relegation zone at the minute. But no one can rest in this league, you know that. It's ultra competitive, and yes, you can have a good run of form that gets you away from it, but ultimately you can always have a bad run of form as well, and that's, you know, you can find yourself in there.
I mean, it's a big week coming up for yourselves, isn't it? Because you could see yourselves leapfrog over Stafford Rangers and Ashton United up to 39 points at that point, we should say, which ordinarily, you know, at the end of February you'd be going, right, job done. But I don't think 40 points is going to be the mark this year, is it? But it's a big week, like I said, Warrington Marlins this weekend. But that game midweek as well against Ashton United, that seems to be a big one before Lancaster as well, away from home on next Saturday.
No, it is. I mean, Ashton have got a free weekend this weekend, so I'm sure they'll be watching us. But you're right, the way these fixtures kind of arrange themselves, and you know, they make them key games and people put them down as 6-pointers and stuff. You're right, we've got Ashton coming up and Warrington Rylands, who aren't too far away. The important thing is for us, it's not looking too far ahead. We can only take one game at a time, and I think we've got to be looking to build on what we've just done in terms of we've had back-to-back wins. The challenge is, can we go get a third one? I always said February was going to be a massive month for us. It would determine whether we'll be scrapping away till the end of the season, you know, to avoid relegation, or it was an opportunity for us to pull away from that. We've had 4 games, we've won 3 of them, so it's gone pretty well so far. It's important now that, you know, we're halfway through February, we've got another 4 games, starting with Warrington Rylands on Saturday. What can we do over the next 4 games? Can we get enough wins in there again to pull us that little bit further away from the relegation zone? So fingers crossed we can do it, but it's going to be a challenge as it always is in this league, and you can't take anything for granted.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to do this to you, Nathan, because I like you and everything, but I mean, I do have to ask you this question about March. You kind of need those points in the bank, really, for what's coming up in March. I mean, at the end of February, you've got Warrington Town away, Radcliffe, Matlock, Bamber Bridge, Marine, Hyde United. And I've not missed anyone out in that list. That's your schedule for March. But to be fair, I don't think any of those teams I've just listed there want to be playing you either.
100%. I think looking at it, you look at those teams now who are currently occupying the playoffs, barring South Shields, who are going to walk away with the league. You know, we've got Radcliffe in there. We drew. They're going to draw with the last kick of the game, pretty much. We're beating them 1-0, and we probably should have put the game to bed. Warrington Town, we beat them, we beat Bamber Bridge, we've also drew with Hyde. We don't fear those teams, and like you've said about them, they look at us as a bit of a banana skin as well. We always do well, and we did last season against the good teams. We've notoriously not really put the teams in and around us to bed, so that's been the issue, and that's why it's been, you know, it's been nice that we've been able to do that over the last few games. But certainly, like you've said, when we get to the end of February, you know, it is becoming, you know, it's at the end of the season. A lot of those teams are going to go into the playoffs, no doubt about it, because they're all quality teams. But we thrive on those games. And like I say, for me, we look at them just as much as we would, you know, if we're playing Belper, we're bottom of the league. Every game's a banana skin. And everybody, I think, respects the fact that anybody can beat anyone on any given day. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And it's, like I say, we'd rather be at the top end of the table, but so far, so good for us, considering where we were.
Yes, absolutely. And last question, Nathan, just about this next week. It is a big week. Rylands on Saturday at the Turbo Ground, and a midweek home game against Ashton United, away at the Giant Axe on next Saturday against Lancaster City. A big week. How much are you looking forward to this challenge of locking horns with these three great managers and these great clubs coming up.
Love it. I love it. I think it's a challenge we've set ourselves as a club. You know, we've had extensive chats with the team and we all know what's at stake. I think the good thing for us is there's a lot of togetherness. All the lads are up for the battle. We just love playing football games, and the good thing is moving forward, we've won at home. Home record's been really, really poor this season. The pitch is starting to improve a little bit. It means we can get the ball down and play as we like to play. And you're right, Warrington. You know, Cleggy's just gone on there. Great lad. We speak quite often. He's taking on a new challenge. They'll have the bounce factor. Then we go into Ashton, where Cunny's obviously relatively new in there. And then it's obviously Mark Fell at Lancaster, who's been there for quite a long time now, doing a cracking job. But as managers, we love it. You know, we hate losing games, but we like locking horns, as you put it. And it's always a case of may the best team win, and we always have a beer after the game. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. And fingers crossed for us, you know, we can get some points on the board and start to look up rather than look down.
Good stuff. Well, Nathan Haslam, manager of Whitby Town, a big congratulations on the victories this past week. Keep up the excellent work and all the best in the coming weeks.
Cheers, Ben. Top man.
Nathan Haslam, manager of Whitby Town, joining us on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Incidentally, that win for Whitby on Tuesday night saw Whitby leapfrog over Lancaster City, as well as Morpeth Town. But as we mentioned earlier, Lancaster picking up a win on Saturday. Morpeth Town also picked up a win on Saturday. A mammoth win, a 3-0 win against Atherton Coles, James, sees Morpeth leapfrog over Atherton Coles and Stalybridge Celtic. Just it's one of those results where, you know, Craig Lynch and the team will go back in the dressing room, look at football web pages and go, that was a good afternoon, that.
Yeah, and like with Whitby Town's last two results as well, Morpeth Town, massive win for him that weekend there. After the last couple of results there as well, good win against Whitby last Saturday too. That was a big, big 3 points there.
Staying in the relegation places, Nantwich Town with a 3-3 draw against Liversidge. What a game of football this was. Liversidge taking the lead early doors. Nantwich getting an equaliser. Nantwich then taking the lead in the first half. Into the second half, Nathan Cartman got an equaliser for Liversidge. Then Liversidge take the lead, remarkably, with 10 minutes to go. And then in added time, Nantwich get an equaliser. What a game of football. 3-3. For Liversidge, it's bouncing back after that disappointing result against Belper Town. But for Nantwich, I suppose, given the circumstances, it might feel like a win, that.
Yeah, for Nantwich, as you said there, that last minute was going to feel like a win there for Nantwich Town. Had he lost it, they would have been cut 2 points adrift from Everton Colliers. So for Nantwich, they're going to be more than a moon to take a point out of that one.
Well, that's all the results from this past weekend. And as we said, we're going to have a fixture preview with Mark Carruthers in a second or two. But James, just before we go, plenty of league action this weekend, as we'll be discussing shortly. How could people keep across it all with regards to the social media channels and football web pages and all that kind of thing?
On Twitter, Northern Premier League, and then on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, official Northern Premier.
Great stuff. Well, James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League, a big, big thank you for joining us this week. You have a lovely weekend, and we'll catch up next week.
Thank you, Ben.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show, but it's now time to look into the future. And joining me now with his crystal ball up there in the northeast, it's a welcome back to football writer, Mr. Mark Carruthers. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. I'm poised. I'm ready. And something else that I can't think of.
Good stuff. Right, well, let's jump in with both feet into this fixture preview. South Shields currently leading the way, 9 points clear up at the top with 2 games in hand. I think a very good week for Kevin Phillips, South Shields. 4 points, 2 tricky games, Warrington Rylands and Gainsborough Trinity. They're in good form as they host Matlock Town this weekend at Mariners Park in another tricky game, certainly on paper.
It is. I managed to get a South Shields game a couple of weeks ago when they won at home against Lancaster City, it was. And the best way I can describe the performance was that they had a look of champions and that they didn't play brilliantly. They weren't outstanding. I didn't come away thinking I was blown away by the performance, but they always looked in control. And I think champions get to a stage in a season where they just grind out results. I think we've seen it since. Obviously, had the good win against Liversedge when they beat them at home 5-2. They've beaten Rylands away, which is never an easy place to go. and then a good draw at Gainsborough. Now, I think it's getting to the stage now where the teams around them, when they are playing South Shields, have to beat them. You know, draws aren't good enough. Draws are as good as wins against title rivals for South Shields now, but they just look as if they're in the mood. They look as if they are comfortable with what they're being asked to do. I will say this. I think Kevin Phillips has done a very, very good job. I know he's had the financial backing, but it's not as easy as just putting, you know, getting 9 signings in or 10 signings or whatever they made in the summer and putting a team out there. It doesn't, you know, it's not Football Manager. It doesn't work like this. You've got to mould them into something functional on the pitch. And I think he's done a great job, to be fair to him. You are right. You know, this will be a tough game for them. Matlock are just on the fringes of the playoffs, aren't they? So they've got something to play for. It's not as if they're playing without pressure or anything like that. So it's going to be a tough one, but I just get the feeling South Shields are in the mood now, and I think they'll get another win on Saturday.
And that then takes us to Hyde United. Hyde United, the team currently sitting in second. They're 4 points clear of Warrington Town, who are in third. Warrington do have a game in hand. They're also 5 points clear of Radcliffe. Radcliffe have 2 games in hand, as do Bamber Bridge, who are also 5 points behind Hyde United. So for Hyde, you know, I don't think, you know, anyone at Hyde would have said at the start of the season they're in the title race this year, but they are in the title race still. Still plenty of twists and turns to go. But I'm imagining that for Nick Spooner and everyone at Ewan Fields, the main goal now is to get as high in the playoffs as they can. Therefore, this game this weekend for them at home to Liversidge is vitally important. Tied to that, the fact it's a big game for Liversidge as well, because, you know, they've got games in hand. They picked up a point against Nantwich on Saturday. So, you know, Liversidge need a win as well. So this is going to be an interesting game, this one, in Tameside.
I'll be honest, I think Hyde are one of the stories of the season for me. I didn't see this coming from them, but I think they have a very, very talented squad. I think they've got a lovely blend of youth and experience. They are just about still in the title race, you know, but I look at it and I think I've already said I don't see anyone catching South Shields now. I'd be very surprised if they did. Obviously, there's a big game coming up between the two sides in the near future. But yeah, I think with this one, you are right, it's a massive game for both teams, but I just think Hyde have just got that extra quality. We shouldn't forget on the last game at home, they were beaten by Rylands, weren't they? By Warrington Rylands. So they'll be wanting to make amends for that. I kind of feel as if that win at Mask last week was crucial in bouncing back from losing to Rylands. But yeah, Liversedge do need the win, but I just don't see them getting it this weekend.
And for Hyde United, sitting in second, I should have said this before, but they're 7 points inside the playoffs as well. But Gainsborough, who are outside the playoffs, they have a game in hand. So, I mean, it's no margin for error for anyone in the playoffs at the moment, that's for sure. That takes me to my next game. Warrington Town against Geisler, a resurgent Geisler after that defeat to FC United. 6 points out of a possible 6 for Paul Phillips' side. Sees them 3 points outside the playoffs and just 4 points behind Warrington Town heading into this game. Both teams have played 30 games. That's a phenomenal turnaround. I know we say it every week, and I've been saying it every week since the turn of the year, but 4 points behind Warrington Town, 3 points outside the playoffs for Geisler is absolutely fantastic.
It's a manager that knows the level. It's a manager that knows how to get a solid team together that can compete at this level and do well. And I look at the last two results. You mentioned that win at Matlock, you know, didn't concede. The 4-0 at home against Stafford, didn't concede. They feel a bit more solid now. I just feel Paul, we think of the years he's been in this league and the jobs that he's done. Obviously, he's been a player at this level as well. I thought it was a very good appointment at the time, and nothing I've seen since has surprised me. So to be, we can't even say they're on the fringes, are they? They're right in the playoff mix. Yes, this is a big game, could decide, you know, the sort of way forward for them. I'm going to massively sit on the fence as well, by the way, here, and say I think they'll get a draw at Warrington. I know that's a terrible, you know, we want to go one side here, but I'm going to say it'll be a draw.
And obviously, with regards to this playoff line, guys are 3 points from the playoffs. Matlock, who obviously have got South Shields this weekend, they're 4 points from the playoffs. We'll come to Marine and Gainsborough Trinity's games in a second. The reason why I'm bringing that up now is because game of the weekend, and I'm calling it early, dear listener, game of the weekend on Saturday, it takes place at Stainton Park, Radcliffe against Bamber Bridge, fourth travelling to fifth. both tied on 49 points. Redcliffe have got a better goal difference, as have those teams that I just mentioned. They've got better goal difference over Bamber Bridge as well. It's a big opportunity for those teams outside the playoffs to claw some points back here. You're going to sit on the fence, I think. Are you going to say a draw? But that'd be bold, given the form of both these sides at the moment.
This is undoubtedly, you're right, the game of the weekend, you know, it's a huge one for both sides. But the biggest winners here, no matter what the result is, will be the teams on the outside of the playoffs, on the other side of that line, because someone's got to drop points. The ideal scenario would be for both sides to obviously get a draw, because then it, you know, gives the likes of Gainsborough a bit of a boost. Both in brilliant form, but I look at Bamber, obviously they've had two draws in the last two games, whereas Radcliffe are coming in the back of two, what people will probably say were expected wins against Belper and Ashton. So I'm going to go Radcliffe. I think it'll be a home win, but a narrow one. Didn't sit on the fence, so no, there you go.
Absolutely not. And, well, if it is a draw, though, this weekend, and say, for example, Guiseley beats Warrington Town, then Gainsborough Trinity, if results go that way and they win against Belper Town, will go third. That's how close it is at the moment. I mean, that's phenomenal stuff. Gainsborough Trinity taking on Belper Town this weekend. Belper obviously picked up a win against Liversidge a couple of round of fixtures ago. They've then had to play Radcliffe and Marine. I mean, I think Belper have shown a bit of life since Lee Attenborough's come in at the Derbyshire side. But it is going to be a tough game, this one against Gainsborough, who, you know, they've had two draws this week, but they've been draws against South Shields and Bamber Bridge.
Well, it's interesting with Gainsborough, because they are still, again, like you say, very much in the mix. But I look at their recent record, and it's only one win in the last seven games. You think about where they could have been had they even converted, you know, draws into wins or even losses into draws. They would have been sort of in the playoff places and possibly pushing higher than that. But they seem to have hit a bit of a stumbling block. Obviously had that good you know, win against Mask where they scored six. But losses against the likes of Liversedge and Whitby and Stalybridge and Morpeth, of course, kind of games you wouldn't expect them to lose. And by all accounts, I mean, it wasn't at the game, but they played reasonably well at Morpeth, probably should have taken something. Yes, there's been a slight improvement with, you know, draws against teams in and around them or South Shields at the top. I do think Gainsborough will win this. I'm kind of stretching it out a bit here, I guess. But you are right, Belper are clearly showing signs of progression. Whether it'll be enough, I'm not so sure. I think Gainsborough will win this one, but yeah, it won't be an easy one for them.
Now, let's talk about this next game, which isn't game of the weekend, but is the most intriguing game of the weekend, I think. Marine taking on Morpeth. Some people call this the M Derby. But Marine taking on Morpeth. Morpeth have shown a bit of life in recent weeks as well. Marine, you know, a win this weekend and say Radcliffe or Bamber Bridge get beat, then they've got an opportunity there to overtake them in the league table. Big carrot for Marine, but for Morpeth, I mean, it's all about getting away from that relegation line. I mean, that's as intense as the fight for the playoff line at the moment.
Well, look, Morpeth, I think they've started that process of moving away from the, you know, the relegation spots. Two good wins. The win at Whitby, to me, felt like a bit of a game changer. I know the one I just mentioned against Gainsborough could have sort of kick-started things because of where Gainsborough are on the table. But I think the win against Whitby, that felt crucial to me to go there and get the 3 points against a team that's in and around them in the table, to follow that up and back that up with the win against Atherton. They've got Andrew Johnson, obviously, who's been out for a long time with an injury. He's back in full flow again. That's crucial. But I look at this Morpeth team, that they shouldn't be anywhere near the bottom four. You know, I think there's enough quality in that squad. There's enough experience in that squad to really pull away. For me, I thought they'd be on the fringe of the playoffs. It hasn't quite happened for them this season. This is a tough game. You know, I think Marine haven't lost a game in the last five. In good form, winning games you'd expect them to win, but doing it well. Yeah, it's not sitting on the fence. This is a genuine prediction, but I do think this one will be a draw. I think Morpeth will get a point down there, and I think that would be a credible result for them.
Now, next up, FC United. They're taking on Stalybridge Celtic. The gap between FC United and the playoffs is currently 6 points. The mood music at Broadhurst Park is obviously about departures. It's not just about the league's top goal scorer. It's also about the likes of Callum Gribbin, who's out injured, a series of loan players who've returned to their clubs for their respective club run-ins. I mean, it's quite a lot. I mean, I think it's six or seven players that Neil's missing all of a sudden. It's quite a challenge at the moment for FC United. But They will be buoyed by that that win in Europe on Tuesday night in Belgium, where they beat Beveren. But they're taking on Stalybridge Celtic, who have been in decent form recently.
Yeah, interesting time for FC, isn't it? When you look at, like you say, all the departures, players missing and such like. But that offers opportunity. That sounds like real manager talk, doesn't it? Offers opportunities. But I've been playing too much
has
football.
Has someone been playing FIFA 23? Is that what's been happening here?
It's football manager, isn't it? That's what it is. So it, you know, you're looking at it as an opportunity for players that maybe haven't played as much as they would have liked to have played. It gives them a chance to really try and secure a place in the team going forwards. And with that, you can get a bit of fresh momentum and motivation. And yeah, looking at this one, I think Stalybridge have shown signs, but they are going into it on the back of a run of four games without a win. Yeah, I really fancy FC, despite the kind of absentees that they've got and the losses, the big loss that they've had. I think they'll get a win here.
Let's go to the team currently sitting at 11th now, Warrington Rylands. Warrington Rylands are 7 points from the playoffs. Could have a new management bounce this weekend. Michael Clegg has taken over at Rylands. Travelling to Whitby this weekend. Whitby will be delighted with those wins over Mask and Stalybridge this past week. So they go into this one in good spirits as well.
They do, and I think they will continue that good run of form. It's three in the last four they've won. There's momentum there. Obviously, that loss against Morpeth was a real negative, but I don't think you can underestimate how big that 2-1 win against Mask was. I look at this Whitby side, you know, and there's a lot of players in there that have played at this level for a long time. I think, you know, you look at someone like a Shane Bland in goal, probably one of the best, most consistent goalkeepers in the league for a number of years. But I look at around him, there's just so much experience in there, mixed with some really promising youngsters as well. I think the run will continue. I think they will get a win this weekend. And I think they'll continue, you know, pulling away from the relegation zone.
And speaking of trying to pull themselves away from the relegation zone, that takes us to our penultimate game to talk about in this fixture preview for this weekend. Stafford Rangers taking on Lancaster City. The gap between the two teams is 2 points. Lancaster, incidentally, have 3 games in hand over Stafford. Lancaster with a great win over FC United last Saturday. I mean, I mentioned FC's injury problems. Matt Fell at Lancaster has got issues as well with player availability. So, I mean, it's going to be an interesting one, this one. I'm imagining Stafford will be really keen to pick up 3 points and just get away from any notion that they might be just ever so slightly looking over the shoulder and seeing what's coming over the hill.
I think even if they were to get a win, there would still be that nervousness looking behind them and looking what's behind them in the table, because there is some clubs starting to get a little bit of momentum going just behind them in the sort of relegation battle.
Isn't it remarkable, Mark, as well, though, the fact that most seasons managers will say 40 points is enough. A win for Stafford would see them at 40 points, but I agree with you. I don't think that is enough.
I just think it's too early in the season to say. But I think what we're seeing here is the fact that maybe more so than in previous seasons, there is maybe the factor of that a lot of clubs at the wrong end of the table have been taking points off clubs higher up the table more so this season than any other. I think that's why the kind of level for survival this year will be more than 40 points and possibly quite considerably more than 40. It's been a strange season in that sense. But I look at this one and I don't really see, I know I'm kind of contradicting what I've just said, but I don't see Stafford getting dragged into that battle. I think there's too much quality in that squad to get dragged into that that relegation battle. I think they'll push away with a win this weekend. I think Lancaster, like you say, the injury problems have had a horrendous, but they do go into it on a high, at least after that win against FC United. But I just think, going to Marsden Road might just be a bit too much for them.
Yeah, I'm just looking at, we've obviously discussed the games involving Morpeth, Lancaster now, Whitby and Stafford. If any of those four pick up a win this weekend, in fact, if Stalybridge pick up a win as well, they could potentially, if results go a certain way, jump up to 12th in the league table, which is incredible, isn't it? And that's because Ashton United aren't in action this weekend. There's a couple of FA Cup and postponed games that have been moved around, which is why some clubs aren't playing this weekend. Ashton United, one of those clubs, as are Nantwich Town, incidentally. But let's touch upon our final game this weekend. Atherton Colls against Mask United. Huge, huge, huge game for both clubs. Both managers will be earmarking this game for 3 points if they can.
Well, you mentioned earlier about the game of the weekend being at the top end of the table, and you know, with good right to say that. And there is a tendency when you put that tag on a game to look at the top end, but this one feels every bit as big, doesn't it? You know, you look at Mask, I mean, everyone keeps going on about the games in hand. Yes, they've got loads on most of the teams above them in the table because they just couldn't get a home game on for love nor money earlier in the season. But those games in hand, suddenly the pressure on those is going to be monumental if they can't win the regular fixtures. I mean, they're what, 7 points from safety now? 4 games in hand on Atherton. If they go to Atherton and get beat this weekend, all of a sudden that gap's wider and there's more pressure lumped on those games in hand. I think the importance of this game for both sides is huge, and it could define what goes on over the next two and a half months, whatever it is now, whether it's a positive end of the season or a negative. That's how big I think this game is for both clubs. If Atherton can get a win, you know, we talk about how high clubs could jump on the table. If Atherton can get a win and results go their way, they could be, you know, they could be 14th if goal difference goes in their favour in other games as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge game. And just to say as well, just to throw out the midweek games, there's a 5 games on Tuesday night. Nantwich Town will be hosting Mask United on Tuesday at the Weaver Stadium, which is mammoth, isn't it?
You look at that and you think the next, 4 or 5 days could define Mask's season, really. You've got two away games against teams in and around them in the table. They get 6 points and all of a sudden you think they're on a roll and they can really start trying to get out of there and get themselves out of trouble. However, if it goes the other way, you're looking at, you know, it's impossible to get out of there. I think they need a minimum of 4 points from these two games.
Well, we'll keep an eye on those games on the npl.co.uk, of course. And just to remind, on Tuesday night, not just Nantwich taking on Mask, we've also got Guiseley hosting Lancaster, Morpeth hosting Liversidge, Stalybridge taking on Matlock Town, and Whitby Town taking on Ashton United. Those two aren't too far away in the league table. Yeah, 1 point separating those two teams. Whitby with a game in hand. Remarkable stuff. Well, Mark, a big thank you for that. Mark Rovers, football report from the northeast of England. I mean, where are you off to this weekend, and how could people follow you on Twitter before you go?
Yep, I'm actually off into a, can I call it a northeast derby? I'll call it a northeast derby. In the East Division, Dunstan will play Stockton, two teams right in the mix for the playoffs. Yes. So looking forward to that. There's been a lot of interesting northeast derbies in recent weeks in the NPL East, which has been great to see. It's good. It'll be an interesting game. Dunstan have started building. So I can't remember how many times I've used momentum in this episode, but they are starting to build some up. They've just signed Dale Pearson from Morpeth as well, which is a good addition because they need more goals at the top end. And Stockton obviously have recovered from a little wobble. Yes, I think we know where the title's going, but it's all about, as you said, with the Premier Division, it's all about finishing as high as you can in those playoff places and getting the home advantage. So this one feels like a big game. So I'm off to that one this weekend for our local Sunday paper up here in the northeast. You can follow me on Twitter at @MarkCruthers_. And there were, I should say, a couple of Northern Premier League pieces on my timeline from the non-league paper last weekend. One with Kevin Phillips looking at his first year in charge and management at South Shields, and one with North Shields manager Mark Nash.
You can read those articles on Mark's Twitter feed at @MarkCruthers_. But Mark Carruthers, football writer from the Northeast, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to do this week's fixture preview. Have a lovely weekend and catch up again very soon.
Thanks for having me.
And a big thank you to Mark Carruthers for joining us on this week's show. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Big thank you not just to Mark, but to all my guests this week. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website at www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.